Well, let's talk about a life-saving tool that I bet a lot of us thought was already a law on the backs. Good to have you here this morning. I'm Alex Pearson. You are listening to 640 Toronto. I was a bit surprised by this, and there is no actual law on the books that requires that your child wear a life jacket while on board. You have to have a life jacket for every person on a boat, but it's now going to be, once they pass this law, mandatory that kids under 12 wear them. And this will be called Joshua's Law. This will be named in honor of a young boy who drowned in a boating accident. And 80% of those who died in boating accidents in this country between 2008 and 2017 did not have life jackets. Let me bring in Pamela Fuseli into this conversation, CEO of Parachute Canada, which is an injury prevention charity. Good to have you.
Thanks, Alex, for having me.
You know, it's interesting because I automatically, my son's got a hip, like I think he's up to almost badge 6 with his swimming, you know, but I think a lot of parents just put it on when you're by the water, by a lake certainly. So I never really factored that. It's not actually a law on the books that the child has to wear it. I think this would catch people off guard. I think everyone kind of assumed it was already a law.
Yeah, I think some people, yeah, absolutely think it is already mandatory. And in fact, I mean, this law is fantastic because it will get PFDs and life jackets on kids. But really, everybody should be wearing a life jacket or a PFD when they're on a boat. It's kind of like putting a seatbelt on when you get in a car. You don't put the seatbelt on when you think you're going to, or you see that you might be getting into a crash. You know, it's effective, but only if it's worn.
Yeah, because I think, you know, if you can swim, you can swim. I think people think, but like crap happens and not all water is created equal, but equal in that it can be extremely dangerous if you don't have the ability to swim or, you know, if it's too cold, you get taken down. I mean, there's so many things that can go wrong. Mm-hmm. But there are going to be a lot of people that don't want to necessarily have a life jacket on all the time. I'm just surprised with under 12 because that is an age where I think most would just assume to have it on.
Yes, and I hope that is the case because even without legislation, it is the best practice. Like it is the best thing to do. It's the best thing to keep your kids safe in and around water. You know, you think about kids even on a beach and the younger kids. You know, even if they do know how to swim, you're right. Water is unpredictable. You may not know about the currents underneath. And it's very quick for kids to get into trouble in and around the water. And it's not like on TV. You don't see people splashing around and, you know, going down for the 3 count and things like that. It's quick and it's silent. So, you know, wearing a PFD, there's layers of protection. You know, there's the supervision piece, there's wearing a life jacket or a PFD, it's knowing how to swim. But knowing how to swim alone is not, you know, drowning proof.
Right. So do you have data as to who generally is being impacted? I mean, you see a number like 80% of those dying in boating accidents between 2008, 2017. Would those be children or that overall just people?
That would be overall. When you look at the different ages, you see a bit of a different scenario. I mean, the youth and young adults are generally high as well. But, you know, when you look at the kids, if you're getting into the habit of wearing a life jacket or a PFD, it becomes a lifelong, you know, thing that you do in and around water.
Yeah.
And on boats, especially, you know, because then you're quite a ways out of offshore generally on, you know, the bigger boats. But even on things like canoes, you should have a life jacket on.
Yeah, for sure. No question about it. There's always someone who stands up or does something stupid. That, you know, things can go wrong on that thing. But the other thing is, they're not all created equal, life jackets.
No, you want to make sure that you're using one that's been certified for use in Canada. So it will have some markings on the life jacket or the PFD. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that it's in good working or like it's not too old well.
Passed down from five sisters and brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
From 1942.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, those probably not good to use. And the difference also is like the PFDs are flotation devices. The life jackets will actually turn you over in the water. So if you go into the water face down, it will turn you over. So they actually function a little differently. So, you know, knowing, you know, what you're buying, where you're getting it from, when, you know, is it still going to do what you expect it to do if you do get into an incident on the water?
Is there a lifespan? Because when you go in someone's boat, a lot of times they look like they're like literally from back in the days of Friday the 13th over at camp, whatever that camp is. But like, is there how often are you supposed to update them?
I don't know that the answer off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll stop you there. I was just curious because I think most people get them and then they just become a thing that you just throw them in the boat, get it on the boat, and you do your thing. They're kind of an afterthought, as much as we know that they're necessary. But as long, I think the thinking has always been just have them in the boat. If the cops come up, you can say, "Look, we've got our life jackets." But this law would, in fact, if you get pulled over or stopped, if you don't have them on the child under 12, you're going to get in trouble.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And you know, I would be going back to the expiry date. You know, I would look at, you know, probably around, you know, 5 years, I would take a look at, because they don't have an expiry date on them. So
we did a Google, it said 3 years. So you're pretty close at five. Yeah.
Yeah. And so but they don't have an expiry date on them. Mm-hmm. Things like car seats, they have expiry dates on them. Yeah. So if you don't know, the other thing is some of the newer life jackets are much less bulky than the older ones. And, you know, they inflate when you hit the water. So they're much more comfortable to wear, which is one of the barriers to wearing a BFD or a life jacket is it is so bulky.
Well, they're not really sexy.
And uncomfortable. Well, and they're definitely not sexy, no.
I didn't know if they had changed. I figured they had the technology to change the design, but you should be able to, if you go in with your child, say, look, we want something they'll know what you want, but you have to be specific on, you know, that you want the one, it's a PDF one, right?
The life jacket that will actually turn the child over in the water. Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, do we have any data breakdown? And I don't know if they do this. I mean, one of the things that I always found when I went out to do these particular stories, there's always these tragedies, is you get a lot of new Canadians. They come here and they love the water. They don't really understand it. You know, they want to go out and then all of a sudden they're overwhelmed and they don't know how dangerous the water can be. Are there more education programs for those who don't necessarily know how to swim and don't yet not understand how dangerous our water can be? Because we have a lot of water and people want to go in, but they don't always go prepared.
Yeah, they don't. And they don't always, you know, have those swimming lessons, you know, and they may not be aware of pools. I mean, they may have been, depending on, you know, what country they come from, they may be very, you know, used to being around lakes or rivers even, but not around swimming pools. So there is, I know the Life Saving Society of Canada has annual reports on data on drowning and new Canadians. And they, you know, they have looked at the issue of new Canadians, and you know, they see it as a safe activity, but they don't necessarily have the skills themselves. So one of the scenarios I know I've heard quite frequently is the child has had swimming lessons, but the parents don't.
Yeah.
So they aren't able to react and actually, you know, help their child if they do get into trouble.
Yeah. And it's generally helping a person, you get into a lot of trouble, but okay.
Exactly.
Pam, when do we expect that this will, this is a private members bill by a conservative. So it's going to go through. Any idea when this would come into effect?
No, I don't have a date on when it will come into effect. And it's, you know, highly dependent on the process within the government and their, the different schedules that they're on. But we will be watching this closely and making sure that everyone knows when it has passed. But I, you know, the feedback that people assume that this is the case is also a good thing, because even though it isn't legislation, if they are doing it, that is the right thing to do.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people thought it was already done. So nonetheless, it's a coming. All right, Pamela, let's hope for a safe summer this year, because no question about it, people want to get out and have fun. So thanks so much.
Me too. You're welcome, Alex. Thanks for having me.
That is Pamela Fuseli, who is with Parachute Canada. And so we'll keep an eye on that. And it can turn badly so quickly. So quickly.